Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. And we're just talking to people today about issues facing us all. And we would like to include your response to the study. Are you registered to vote at San Patricio County? Can you be
yes.
so kind? Thank you.
Yes.
And, thank you, ma'am. And I'm sorry. Okay, here we go. Allow me just a moment. Okay, here. Now, does you or anyone in your household, employee on the news media or market research firm or an elected official or actively involved with a political campaign? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, and thinking about past November general elections for a moment, now which party candidate have you tend to vote for most often? Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Republican.
Thank you, and very kind of you for taking the time to help me. And man, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me in what year were you born? Just a year?
1946.
Thank you, and it's a pleasure talking to you. Now, moving along. Now, have you seen, read, or heard anything recently about the building of an ammonia plant in or near Ingolstadt?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And have you seen, read, or heard about this from talking with family or friends? Yes or no?
No, just on TV.
Okay. On a report on the news, on the newspaper? No?
No, just on television.
Okay. So articles on the internet, no. Something that you heard on the radio, nah, negative, right? Attending a meeting?
Nope.
A website you found? Facebook? Another social media? Okay, you see a report on television. Thank you, ma'am. I'm required to read verbatim. That's why I needed to mention those. Now, on your own words, can you please tell me what have you seen, read, or heard recently about the proposed ammonia plant? On your own words, one of the things.
Well, I guess that some people have concerns about it.
Okay.
But I don't really know that much about what an ammonia plant produces to cause the, you know, any harm to the environment.
I understand. Okay, people, just the concerns that some people have, that's all you heard, right?
Right.
But you don't have any concerns on your own? You're not too much
No, it's,
not,
it's not near where we are. So.
Oh, I understand. I understand. But have you seen, read, or heard, what you seen, read, or heard giving you a more negative view or a more positive view on the proposed ammonia plant?
I guess we're pretty neutral about it.
I understand. Okay, it makes no difference to you. Now, real quick, I would like you to read the names of several individuals or groups. Now, for each one, can you please tell me whether you have heard that person or group? And if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them? And if you don't recognize the name, just let me know so we can move forward. Now, the first one is Project Geren. Have you heard of them?
Have you heard of that? No.
Project Geren. No, okay. How about Nueces? County Green Ammonia?
No.
No? And Valero? Do you have an opinion?
Yeah.
Do you have an opinion? Positive? Negative?
I guess positive.
Somewhat positive or strong positive? How should I record your answer?
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive. How about the Port of Corpus Christi? Do you have an opinion of them? Yeah, the port, generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge.
I guess positive.
Somewhat?
Good for the economy.
Or strong?
I'd say strong, because it's good for the economy here.
Understood. How about the JARA? Have you heard of that organization? JARA?
No.
Okay. And Enbridge?
Nope.
No. And Oxy Energy Corporation? No?
I've heard that, but I don't know what they do.
Okay, so you heard of them, but you have no opinion, correct?
No opinion, no.
Okay, how about the Flint Hills Resources? Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have an opinion about them? Positive, negative?
Nope, I don't have an opinion.
Okay, thank you, ma'am, and I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, real quick, would you favor or oppose the construction of the ammonia plant, an export facility located at the southern edge of Ingolstadt?
Will you support? I wouldn't care either way. Because okay. We're over in a rancid path.
So either way, it doesn't affect you, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, can you please tell me, just for the sake of a research, which of the following items of information makes you strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly oppose the construction of the ammonia plant and export facility at the south part of Ingleside? Now, the first one is the proposed ammonia plant and export facility will be located within the existing Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center at the south tip of Ingleside. Will you, after hearing that information, will that make you favor or oppose the construction of the ammonia plant?
I don't care if they do it.
It's going to affect you somehow. I mean, for all the traffic in the port, you know, the water they're going to use, if it's a chemical spill, you know, depends where the wind blows. I mean, you're close by.
True.
So that's yes, ma'am?
Well, I'm still favorable, I guess, for the economy.
Okay.
But, you know, because
right.
There's plenty of safety regulations to govern that.
No, and I understand that. That's what they do in the study, you know what I mean? Because even though you
right.
don't live nearby next to it, but it somehow will affect you. So either way, so
right.
I appreciate you taking the time to help me. So how should I record your answer? I'm going to read the information. And if that information
somewhat
makes you favorable, somewhat favorable. Okay. Now, ammonia is the second most manufactured chemical globally. And one of the two project partners, Jarrah, has over 100 years of experience and an excellent safety record and extensive knowledge of the entire production process. After hearing that information, will that make you favor or oppose the construction of the ammonia plant?
Probably favor it.
Favor somewhat or strongly?
Well, somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Now, a partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Enbridge, has large-scale infrastructure development expertise with world-class deep-water docks and expert capabilities at the Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center. Same question, same options. Strongly favor, somewhat favor? Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
I would say somewhat favorable, yeah.
Okay. Now, in addition to paying property taxes on their proposed facility, both Jarrah and Enbridge will pay sales and use tax, corporate income tax, and other taxes, including payroll tax, fuel tax, and excise tax. Same question, same options.
Favorable.
Okay, somewhat? Strongly?
Somewhat.
So what, okay, approximately 95% of the carbon dioxide generated from the ammonia facility will be captured and also sequestered and then transported via pipeline to permanent underground storage approximately 25 miles south of the San Patricio County. Same question. After hearing that information, will that make you favor or oppose the construction of the ammonia plant?
I guess somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable? Okay. Now, opponents say the proposed ammonia facility will require too much water and jeopardize the amount of water available to Ingleside residents and also their surroundings. After hearing that information, will you support or oppose?
I guess I would be somewhat against it because of the water situation, because that's already an issue.
Somewhat opposed. Okay. And consumers frequently
yeah.
use ammonia-based products found in everyday household items, such as glass cleaners, disinfectant aerosol sprays, surface and carpet cleaners, and pet stain removers. Now, it's already
right.
in. So, will you favor or oppose after hearing that information?
I guess somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, understand. Now,
sorry,
I do appreciate.
Sorry, my dog's climbing on me.
That's okay. What kind of dog you have?
A schnauzer.
Beautiful. Now, I do appreciate your patience on the line. That the proposed facility would generate millions of dollars each year in property tax revenues to help with road improvements, pay teacher salaries, maintain school buildings, and fund a host of other county services. Strongly favored. somewhat favorable, somewhat opposed, strongly opposed, neutral?
Well, I think I would be a lot more in favor of that, because I know, especially in Ingleside, they need the economy boost.
So it's strongly favored, so we can move on?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, ammonia production is one of the safest and most efficient industries in the world. This plant will include the latest state-of-the-art safety and production technology. Same question, same options.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. And Enbridge and Girard will partner to invest in programs to support environmental stewardship and conservation, and work closely with local communities to promote shared environmental values and priorities. Same question, same option.
Favorable. Extremely favorable with
that. Strongly, okay. Now, plant personnel and first responders will be properly trained and equipped with the materials and resources necessary to respond in the unlikely event that there is an incident at the proposed facility. Same questions and options.
Strongly favorable.
Okay. And opponents say the proposed location of the ammonia facility will negatively impact community members' lives. Same questions and options.
Well, I disagree with that, because
somewhat
favorable. You know, some people consider that their opinion, but they don't know how anything's going to affect anything. Really.
And that's what they do in this study, ma'am, and I appreciate you letting me know. So how should I record your answer so we can move on? Somewhat favor or strongly favor after hearing that information?
Somewhat favor.
Okay. Now, Enbridge conducts all monitoring required by its permits, which are written to ensure that all significant potential emissions are within acceptable range, tracked and known to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, and reported at the least semi-annually, and reports made available to the public. Same question, same options.
Strongly favorable.
Strongly favorable, okay. Now, the low carbon ammonia production from the proposed facility will remove 95% of the carbon dioxide from the ammonia manufacturing process, thus creating a nearly carbon-free fuel source. So, same question.
I'm very favorable with that.
So it's strongly favorable? Okay. Now, the produced ammonia will be loaded directly into ships docked right at the facility. Therefore, the produced ammonia will remain on commercial and industrial property away from residents, and then it is shipped. So would you, after hearing that information?
Extremely favorable.
Okay. The ammonia produced by the facility will be exported to Europe and other countries for the energy needs, since ammonia is a fuel source that reduces emissions that will otherwise come from coal plants. After hearing that,
it's strongly favorable.
Okay.
Yeah.
I appreciate your patience. We're almost done, ma'am. Opponents say the proposed ammonia facility will increase shipping traffic in the bay, and this will mean more erosion as well as damage to the aquatic ecosystem. After hearing that information, would you favor or oppose the construction of the ammonia plant and export facility?
I guess I would favor it.
Somewhat? Okay. And that proposed facility will generate roughly 4,000 jobs at the peak of the construction and at least 100 permanent jobs once the facility is in service.
Extremely favorable.
Strongly favorable. Thank you. Now, would you favor or oppose the construction of the ammonia plant and export facility located at the southern edge of Ingleside? Favor strongly or somewhat favor? Or oppose?
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor. Okay. Now, on your own words, can you please tell me one or two things? Why would you favor the proposed ammonia plant and export facility on your own words?
Well, I feel from what you've said that they are trying to figure out all the ways that they can do it as environmentally safe as possible. And, you know, there's always some risk with anything, but if they're doing what they're supposed to do and following their regulations, business is business and business is job.
I understand. So just the fact that they take into consideration all the programs. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, just a few more questions to make sure we have it represented as simple. Do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central or Latin American background? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And is your main race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race?
Anglo.
Okay, thank you.
American.
And
how's that?
And do you rent or own your own place
home.
Or residence? Okay, thank you.
Home.
And which of the following best describes your current type or most recent type of employment? A government, education, white-collar management, professional such as law or medicine, clerical, retail, energy, chemical, farming, fishing, construction, manufacturing, self-employed?
You can stop. We're retired.
Okay. Yeah. But what was your most...
Retail.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And do you have an X account? Yes or no?
A what?
X. It used to call Instagram.
No.
And do you have a Facebook account?
Yes.
I'm sorry, X account was Twitter. That was Twitter.
No, I'm not. Just Facebook.
Okay, no Instagram either, okay? And
no.
Just Facebook. Just Facebook account. And do you read the Ingleside Index on a weekly basis? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And do you read the Corpus Christi Color Times on a daily basis? Yes or no?
Nope. The only paper we get is the one from Port A.
Okay. And do you watch the nightly local news 4 or more days per week? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And do you have any children under the age of 19 who reside with you full or part-time? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Why would I have kids under the age of 19? Goodness.
I know you don't sound like 70 at all, and not required to read by Baden. I know you told me you were retired. But thank you very much for taking the time to help me. Very kind of you. This concludes our service.
You're welcome.
Enjoy the rest
okay.
of the evening. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. Bye.